Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Wellness Fucking Wednesday with Nyx. Today's podcast is going to be about five ways to stand up for yourself. Every day we find ourselves in situations where we need to stand up for ourselves. Sometimes we find it way easier to just go with the fucking flow. Even if it goes against our morals and our values, even if we don't even agree with what's going on right now, even if we have a difference in opinion or we have better suggestions, we find ourselves just kind of going with the flow and not putting forth our suggestions and our ideas, even though we secretly think our ideas are fucking way better. We don't voice ourselves. We don't voice our emotions, our feelings, our ideas, opinions. And the reason we do it is because maybe we're trying to avoid potential conflict. I don't know about you guys. Despite the rumors, I actually do not deal well with conflict. It's not that I can't handle it. It's just that I don't fucking need to. I just don't even need to be in a position where I need to be surrounded with that shit. The other reasons why we do it is we don't want to lose people in our lives. We're people pleasers. We just want to do everything to get the approval of others and things like that. We worry about other people's feelings over our own. Personally, that's fucked up, guys. Come on, we can't be fucking doing that. Our feelings matter. Our feelings are fucking valid, you know. But I do understand that sometimes we kind of put our feelings in the back seat to other people's. The truth is, the more you allow people to walk all over you like you're some fucking doormat, the more they will. And the less respect that them and anyone else is ever going to have for you. Well, fuck that. I won't allow it. And I don't want you to either. Learning to stand up for yourself will take back your ownership of your life, believe in your worth, your abilities, and your fucking powers, and start living your absolute best life. Number one on our list is honor yourself. What does it mean to honor yourself? Well, Google says recognizing the significance, the importance, the sacredness of you, your morals, your values, your thoughts, and your beliefs. Every thought you have or every idea you come up with, whether it's in the workspace, whether it's at home, in a relationship, in a friendship, in any kind of fucking ship, is valid and important. Don't ever back down from sharing them. They are what makes you you. And don't fucking forget it, whānau. Don't forget that. You are one of a kind. You're unique. Those are the types of things that you're going to be fucking remembered for. She or he wasn't shy, spoke their mind, lived unapologetically, and 100% authentically themselves. When I look at me, guys, that's what I want to be fucking remembered for. When people talk about me long after I'm gone, fuck, she was hardcore, eh? She just said whatever the hell she was fucking feeling. If she felt fucked up, she said she felt fucked up. If she felt happy and she thought she looked fine as fuck, she said she looked fine as fuck. And that's what I want for everyone, every one of you that are listening. I want you to speak your mind and to have the confidence to say, well, hang on a minute. This is how I'm fucking feeling. And my feelings are valid. I get a fucking say in this matter too. That's what I want for you guys. Don't ever change your makeup, your laugh, your mannerisms, your character, your personality. Just remember, we're all different in our own special ways. And I seriously don't want you to forget it. You're absolutely exclusive and rare. Number two, get into the habit of saying no. Saying the word no after realizing that either maybe the request doesn't align with your morals and your values, it doesn't fucking feel right, it doesn't sit right in your gut. Maybe you've realized that it doesn't serve a purpose in your journey. What it actually does is allows for you to really focus on giving your energy and your time to the people and the parts of your life that truly fucking deserve it. I'm going to explain to you guys a small exercise that I found that I really feel like will be fucking helpful. So the first thing you do is you make a list of your top three priorities. For me personally, you know, as I'm writing this out last night, writing out my podcast and, you know, just my main points and stuff, I'm thinking to myself, really think hard, Nicola, really think hard about what your three priorities are. And it was easy as fuck. My first one, without a doubt, is always my family. The second one is my health. Because, you know, I can't do fuck all if my health is declining, if I'm fucking nearly half dead knocking on heaven's door. So I've got to look after my health. And the third top priority for me is my finances. Because I've got to fucking pay bills. I've got to pay for the roof over my children's head. I've got to pay for the food in my children's bellies. You know, so those are my top three priorities. So what I want you to do is write down your top three. And then from now on, when someone asks you something, check in with yourself first before you respond, before you react or give an answer. Check in with yourself first and see if the request is going to serve any of the three priorities in your life. For me, does the request align or add value to my family? So say somebody's asked me, oh, Nix, can you come over and can you fucking, you know, get up on stage in front of this crowd at, like, let's say a musical concert. I don't even go to fucking concerts. You know, there's going to be 20,000 people there. And can you get up and do a 1 hour comedy, stand-up comedy, just between us? Honestly, I already know my answer would be, how motherfucking no? Shit. Do I look like Doink the Clown? Anyway, let's just say that, you know, somebody asked me to do that. Before I give a response or react or an answer, I need to check in with me and I need to see, does that request add value to my family? Is me, you know, traveling over to Australia to get up on stage and fucking juggle in front of 20,000 people for an hour, does that help me or add value to my family? And the first answer for that would be no, because, you know, I'd be gone for a long period of time. And yeah, I can't see my family being too wrapped about that. The second one, does it add value to my health? Well, to be honest, me doing something like that, I'm not really a stand-up comedy type of gal myself. It already would start bringing up anxiety and it would start fucking with my mental health. And, you know, I'm the type of person that's all for kind of pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and things like that. But it's got to be fucking worth it. And it's got to align with my morals and my values. It would be putting me through some fucked up mental health issues that I don't see would be worth it for me. So that would be a no. And then does it contribute to my finances or bills? Well, it probably would. It probably would, you know, because I can't see me fucking going all the way to Aussie for peanuts. But for me making a decision, you know, I would probably have to say no because it doesn't align with my family or my health. So I would probably have to say no. In your circumstance, if the answer is yes, after you've kind of reassessed the situation and kind of weighed the pros and the cons, you know, standing that up to your three priorities, feel free to answer affirmatively, as you've obviously concluded that it is going to assist, aid, and benefit all three of your priorities you declared. If your analysis concludes that it doesn't line up with your objectives, simply fucking say no and be done with it. And stay hearty to your decision too. Be clear, confident, and consistent. You are not expected to give a long, drawn-out explanation on why the fuck you said no. Simply communicate that you are acknowledging the request, but you're currently not in a position to say yes at this time. This way, you are not severing the ties between you and that person, and respect is still intact both ways. Expect that in some instances, you may feel guilty for saying no, but fuck it, push through anyway. Number three, don't be afraid to walk alone if it comes to that. If someone is walking all over you, or someone is disrespecting you, not valuing your opinions and your ideas, if they're devaluing your self-worth, if you feel like you're losing yourself whenever you're around this person, if you feel unhappy being around this person, you need to stand up for you. And you need to remove your precious self from that situation. You are so fucking valuable. You're important. You're beautiful. You're special. To not be celebrated or acknowledged, you need to remove who you need to for your sake. Celebrate yourself alone. Acknowledge yourself alone. Honor and respect yourself alone. And be okay with it. Be judgmental as fuck of people's intentions for you. You know, somebody just said this. I am very judgmental. I think we live in a society where it's like, don't judge, don't judge. Oh, sorry, I am going to judge. I'm going to judge you and see whether or not I'm going to allow you in my fucking personal space. Now, this really comes in hard if you are somebody that's going through recovery. So recovery from addiction, recovery from alcohol, whatever it is. We have to be judgmental. We have to judge people to see whether they have the right intentions for us. Because if they don't, they could lead us back down the road we're trying so hard to fucking stay away from. Remember, it's quality over quantity. I'd rather be in a room with two real people than 20 fake people. Number four, expectations aren't your fucking responsibility. Let's look at what other people's expectations means. It means strong beliefs about the way things are and how they should be done. So when it's not succeeded, it causes those people great disappointment that you are now burdened with carrying. I can't fucking stand it. I can't understand how people can put expectations on others. Honestly, it makes me fucking cringe. I think to myself, go put it on your fucking self. Anyway, you are not obligated to do anything for anyone other than for yourself. To build context of this point, I'm going to use myself as an example. 4 years ago, I started on social media, sharing my story, sharing my lessons, my struggles, my goals, and my aspirations. Alongside that, I also made fun of myself. I also did a bit of comedy here and there, just doing my fucking crazy skits. I unveiled my vulnerability around depression, heartache, anxiety, etc. And it was made clear to me that a number of people had placed expectations on me. They would message me, they would comment, they would fucking message the main page. It was crazy. And these are some of the expectations that they would put on me. As a role model, you should not be smoking. You should not be swearing. You should be doing more videos about colonization since you're Māori. You should be more involved around politics and you should be talking more about politics. You should be opening up and starting rehab clinics across the country. You should be covering topics such as religion and abortion, etc. You should not be speaking about addiction because in some way it comes off as glorifying and you're responsible for the seeds that you're planting in people's heads. So you shouldn't be planting those types of seeds. You shouldn't be talking about suicide because you could be teaching people how to commit suicide. You should not be getting any body modifications because as a role model to young girls all across the world, you should be teaching young girls to accept themselves as they are. You shouldn't be sharing about your anxiety attacks online. You're a public figure and public figures don't do that. You're a mother of a daughter and you should be setting a good example to her. Honestly, reliving all these expectations last night as I was sitting at my desk in my room preparing myself for this podcast and remembering all these expectations that people have placed on me over the last 4 years simply because I've got a platform, it kind of made me fucking sad, to be honest. That's a lot of expectation and weight for somebody to carry. In my case, it was too much. It was that much that I actually thought, fuck you all. I thought, I'm a role model to my children, and that is all. You be a fucking role model to your kids. You set that example for them. You be someone that they can look up to. You shelter them from swearing and smoking and teach them about politics and colonization. You should fucking teach them that in your eyes, it's not healthy to speak up about your feelings and emotions. You teach your kids to keep everything locked inside because it makes you feel better. As for me, I'll carry on doing what I'm doing, making mistakes and learning from them, sharing my emotions and experiences I've had. I'll carry on making any modifications to my body until I'm 100% happy with my body. I'll continue to teach my daughter that when she's older, her happiness is her responsibility. That's all she needs to succeed in life, is self-control, a strong head, good work ethic, self-belief, and air in her fucking lungs. I'll carry on talking about topics others won't dare to think about. I'll also keep teaching my kids about the real world, because that's the fucking world they'll be stuck in when I leave. I'll carry on providing my kids with tools is more important to me than fulfilling the expectations of people I don't even fucking know. I found the perfect summary for this particular segment on our podcast, and it goes a little something like this. Give a fuck, but only about the things that truly matter. Know your worth. Know what you deserve. Quit giving up your energy worrying about other people's intentions. The way people behave, the way they react, and the way they treat you is a reflection of them and who they are, not you. If someone treats you like shit, it's not up to you to change yourself to fit their expectations. Reserve your fucks for those people that see you for the magic that you are. Number 5, having direction. Now that you've protected yourself and you've stood up for you and what you believe in, you've shared your thoughts unapologetically, and you've stayed true to who you are, where are you going? For example, let's say I've packed my suitcase, I've packed my bathroom bag, I've put them in the back of my car, I've filled my car up with petrol, paid nearly $3 a fucking litre, rip-offs. I've checked my engine, I've checked my water, and I've checked my oil. I've gone into the petrol station, I've bought me some snacks, I've bought me a couple of bottles of water, I've jumped back into my car, I've turned the car on. Where the fuck is my destination? What is your destination? For me, mine is a settled family, comfortable, content family, a safe environment. Our dream is to buy a farm and bring our kids up on our farm. Mind you, when I think about that now, our kids are going to be gone in fucking, 10 years, hopefully? No. They'll be about 20, and then we'll just have the baby that I'm pregnant with now. So, oh my God, it's going to be amazing. Anyway, safe environment to get a farm and a happy, positive life. This is my destination, guys. Settled family, safe environment, happy life. I want my life to be surrounded with positive people, people that uplift me, inspire me, motivate me, and support me. Standing up for yourself means keeping your destination at the forefront of your mind at all times. It means doing what the fuck is necessary to ensure that your right to a happy, fulfilling life is succeeded. That's your responsibility. You've got to fucking fight for that. You've got to stand up against people that don't want that for you. And you've got to be strong enough to say, get fucked. It is your right to be happy. It is your right to be safe in your decision making when it comes to yourself and your family. It is your right to speak your truth with no regret or dishonor to yourself. Now, to wrap today's podcast up, if you won't stand up for yourself, who the fuck will? It's your responsibility. You have it inside you. You owe it to yourself. It's a superpower that you were born with. You just need the reminder to tap into it. Here's a final quote for you to put in your psychological library for any time that you need it. Some people will only like you if you fit into their box. Don't be afraid to shove that fucking box right up in their assholes and carry on doing you. Anyway, guys, that's me for today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next Wednesday on Wellness Fucking Wednesday with Nyx.